This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Healthcare Center. Patient first name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, last name is Talley, T-A-L-L-E-Y. Date of birth is 9/21/1952. Date of evaluation is 5/2/2023. HPI history page, complaint, psychiatric follow-up, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, and to assess efficacy of current medications. History presented last. This is a 70 years old female who was admitted here on 4/30/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence Hospital. Peer patient chart indicates that she has osteoarthritis of left shoulder, history of falls, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, DVT. Peer patient had the right total shoulder arthroplasty and was sent to this facility for rehabilitation. Patient reports ongoing discomfort, pain, and difficulty turning herself and physical limitations period. She denied any feelings of hopelessness. Period, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Period, sleep and appetite is fair. Patient reports that she's been taking citalopram for a long time and was under care of Dr. Xavier, X-A-V-I-E-R, White. Here she talked about past history of dependence on Xanax. Peter reports that her mood is generally stable on citalopram, 40 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, patient reports that she lives alone. She has four children who are supportive. Peter, she reports that she's socially connected to her friends. Period. She spends her time doing crossword puzzles. Period. She reports that she worked as a social worker for State of Michigan. Next paragraph. Review of system, general general CHPI, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pain and physical limitation, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior hospitalizations, zero. Next paragraph, prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, no. Highest grade, college, current occupation, retired social worker, current relationship, under relationship, current relationship, divorce, number of children, four. Next paragraph, legal issues, prior difficulties with legal system, not, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnosis, lateral informant chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under review history and habits, under comments, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, blood pressure 158 over 90, pulse 90, respiration 17. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor, cooperative motor movements. right shoulder limitation, right shoulder movement limitation, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, associations with the normal thought content, somatic preoccupation, perceptual disturbances, none, level of consciousness, alert, orientation to person with a normal, place with a normal, time with a normal, memory, recent with a normal, remote with a normal, attention with a normal, language with a normal, judgment and insight with the normal. Next paragraph, medications, under current medications, citalopram 40 milligrams once a day, under assessment and plan, a major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild F33.0, plans continue, citalopram as prescribed, period, may benefit from supportive psychotherapy. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood, behaviors. Next paragraph, please check. Patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and potential adverse effects. Under orders and procedure 99304, under supplemental administrative, risk benefit analysis and common side effects of SSRI, under risk benefit statement. In my medical determination, the above referenced risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.